Part 1, Chapter 1.
It's a bust!
The voice rang out from somewhere in the crowded living room, and like an uncontrolled explosion, people went scrambling and clambering into each other in mass confusion. A cluster of partiers, who had been sitting on a large couch, tripped and fell over each other, momentarily blocking the front door entrance of four plainclothes officers. Two people sitting near a keg collided trying to get to their feet. The keg slid off a table, smashed into a lamp pole, and the lights went out. Someone ran for a stairway and in the darkness kicked a large bong, sending glass shattering across the floor. Before the spinning fragments came to rest, more glass was broken as a girl drunkenly staggered, tripped, and then fell directly onto a 12-pack of beer. In the confusion and chaos, a large black man sprang over the girl who had fallen. Flashlights snapped on from somewhere behind him as he passed quickly through an empty kitchen, noisily making his exit through a metal screen door. In the far corner of the darkened party room, sprawled in a lumpy cushioned chair, was a 13-year-old kid named Reason Nelson. He was too loaded to be scared, yet clear-headed enough to realize what was going down. He knew he had to get out of the place. He wasn't quite sure, but he thought someone had run past him and into the kitchen. He figured it might be a good escape route to take. As he pulled himself out of the chair, he hastily snatched a jean jacket draped over the arm of a nearby couch. Thinking it was his, he stuffed it beneath his arm in a shapeless wad and staggered drunkenly across the room. Reason had taken only a few steps when a beam of light flashed across his face. He thought for sure he was caught. But just as he threw his hands into the air to signal his surrender, the flashlight was knocked from the officer's hand by a drunken partier resisting arrest. Reason, breathing a sigh of relief, fumbled slowly along the shadowy wall. In the darkness, his foot caught on something and he tripped, landing on the kitchen floor. He struggled to get up, but his knees gave out on him twice before he finally managed to get to his feet. Still cradling the jean jacket like some priceless possession, he staggered dizzily across the room until he banged directly into the screen door. He tried desperately to open it, but with the room so dark and his head buzzing, he couldn't find the handle. After several fumbles, he gave a quick, frantic lunge, hurling himself at the door. The screen gave way easily, and the glass above it shattered into pieces. Reason landed on the porch with a heavy thud and clumsily rolled down the steps and into the yard. Scrambling to get to his feet, he bumped into a large wooden doghouse. A German shepherd was chained to it, but the dog hardly noticed his drunken intruder as he continued to gnaw on a bone. Clenching a sleeve of the jacket between his teeth, Reason crawled into the doghouse. With a sigh and a moan, he huddled in a corner and passed out. Within seconds, a uniformed officer came rushing out the back door and down the steps, waving his flashlight as he searched for escapees. He was only a few steps from the porch when he froze mid-stride. His light picked up the reflection of two orange eyes staring back at him. Realizing he was face-to-face with a fierce-looking shepherd, he dropped the light and turned to retreat. The dog growled menacingly, barked fiercely, and in a flash of action lunged forward viciously, snapping his teeth, just missing the cop's tail end. Without a backward glance, the man retreated up the stairs and slipped back in through the broken screen door, leaving the backyard to the dog and his bone. Meanwhile, inside the house, a plainclothes detective cornered two young girls and questioned them in the kitchen, while four uniformed officers wrote citations to a large group of people seated on the living room floor. A tall, dark-haired narcotics agent, hunched over in the corner of the room, examined a backpack full of little bags. They contained a white, powdery substance. He stood up as he dipped his index finger into a bag and tasted the stuff. He smiled wryly as he nodded and said to his companions, "Yeah, that's coke, all right." He pulled out a pair of handcuffs and brusquely snapped them on the wrists of a slim white male in his early 20s. The man remained silent, standing in the corner where he had been instructed to stay. It was now quite evident the party was over.